This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado families with complex medical needs are hoping the Trump administration will reconsider its cuts to the department that funds medical research. CPR health reporter John Daly.
One of those families is the Wilsons. Two-year-old Gabe Wilson has Bloom syndrome, a rare genetic disorder with an increased risk of developing various cancers. Gabe's dad, Ben, says they've been hoping research would eventually lead to a cure.
I was shocked when I saw the amount of cuts that they wanted to make to medical research into the medical field. I was absolutely shocked.
It's not clear if Congress will challenge the administration's proposal. Meanwhile, Gabe's care is paid for by Medicaid. That could also face deep cuts. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nearly 53,000 Coloradans sought homelessness services last year. That's the finding of a first-of-its-kind report whose authors say it shows a higher and more realistic number of people struggling to maintain stable housing in the state. Metro Denver Homelessness Initiative Director Jason Johnson says the report does not advocate particular solutions.
It really is to highlight the data, show the scale of need, and we're hoping that this can be a component that helps communities understand what they need to develop.
The report is the first from a statewide partnership of service providers that was formed in 2018. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over big cuts to AmeriCorps. Nearly half of the U.S. states are part of the lawsuit. Last year, more than 6,600 AmeriCorps members served at 700 sites around Colorado, doing everything from disaster relief to after-school tutoring. Trump's team has cut the administrative staff and eliminated some AmeriCorps programs altogether. This is CPR News.